Hi everybody, and welcome to this episode of Quirky Parenting. Today we're going to discuss having your young ones help you prepare dinner, but also some handy tools we recommend. I hope you enjoy the tips. Let us know what questions or comments you have with the link below. So what are we talking about today?
All right, so here's what I thought. We've talked about how to make dinner time less stressful, right? We gave a lot of different tips. One of the things that I think we touched on, but we didn't really talk about, is having your kid help make dinner.
Yeah.
And I mean like younger kids. I don't mean like, you know, your 12-year-old or teenager help you.
They can make their own meals. They should be cooking dinner for you.
Yeah, they should be cooking dinner. But I mean like toddlers, preschoolers, even maybe early elementary, kind of, you know, how do they help and how does it not annoy you as an adult?
I mean, it's not really help, but it's good for them.
Yes. In the toddler room, when I worked in the toddler room, the toddlers would help us make snack. And one of the first times my coworker came in, we had like a very general schedule of just kind of like, this is when we try to eat snack. This is when we try to go outside. And we had written down 9:30 start snack and 10:30 was snack time.
It takes an hour to make snack.
Yeah, and she was like, like she didn't ask us right away, but she like she said in her head, she was just kind of like, what in the world? How does it take an entire hour? And then once she was working there and she kind of saw that, you know, the toddlers help prepare the snack, that
the process
it definitely takes 45 minutes to an hour to make a very simple snack.
Yeah.
And that's because we want them to be a part of every part of the process. But there are definitely things that are very easy for young children to do to help you. And so I wanted to give some ways that they can help, some equipment that you can buy to make things easier in the kitchen, and just some more like general tips that we use so that, you know, we're not going crazy all the time.
Definitely.
Just sometimes.
I mean, it's still crazy with the toddler, but, you know.
Yeah.
Manage your sanity.
Yeah. So there are actually a lot of things that toddlers can do to help. Sometimes they're actually helpful for what you're doing to prepare the meal. Sometimes they are they're not what I would call helpful, but they make the toddler feel included.
Busy work.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely busy work. But you know what? Sometimes all the toddler needs is to feel like they're helping and everyone's happy.
Yeah.
So some of the things that they can do to help. One thing, especially if your toddler really likes water, is having them wash the vegetables or the fruit for you. Like, especially if you gave him, like, you know, the little scrub brush to, like, scrub potatoes, they could just sit with a bowl of water or at the sink and just scrub, you know? And obviously, you will probably have to scrub the potatoes afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, disclaimer, they're not actually helping you usually. Yes. It's more of them feeling included in helping.
Yes. And, I mean, they might surprise you. Sometimes they do. Sometimes you're like, whoa, you actually, like, cleaned this potato.
Yeah.
That's great. All right, one less thing I have to do. Another super simple thing that they can do is just putting stuff in the bowl.
Yeah, that's the one I do with Mac a lot, is just have her put things in the bowl. Like, I'll measure it out, I'll give her the thing and say, okay, dump this in. I'm holding on to it still because I don't want her to spill it, and I have it directly over it, but I let her actually do the dump, and she loves it. Like, she, like, even yesterday, she was like, I help you, Daddy. I help you, Daddy. I help you, Daddy. Constantly. The entire time. She pushed our learning tower up and was like, I help you, Daddy.
I push tower? Push tower. Okay.
Yeah.
And the other thing is sometimes you might be chopping vegetables. You know, and usually you're chopping a pepper and you're just going to, you know, you leave it all on your cutting board and then when you're ready, you put it in your skillet. You know what you can do? Get a bowl and it's just, okay, after I chop some pepper and I move it to that side of the cutting board next to you, you can pick it up and put it in a bowl.
Yep.
Now, do you actually need that pepper in that bowl?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
No. But it gives them something to do. It gets them kind of out of the way, you know, so they're not like right underneath you. They don't have their fingers like near your knife. They're busy enough that, you know, they're not a nuisance.
So as the regular chef of the house, I do this quite often with Mac. Depending on the vegetable, and actually this is a good thing and a bad thing. Mm-hmm. She snacks on them constantly. Like if I'm cutting up peppers, she'll be like, I eat this one, and like just start eating it. And she might like half eat it and then try to put it in the bowl. I mean, if you're cool with that, go with it. Otherwise, you know,
just, you know, make, we're all family. Watch, we're all family.
Just watch it. You know, it's going in the, it's going in the, you know, on the stove. It's going to get cooked. It's fine.
You're going to cook out all the germs anyway. So, whatever. And I feel like sometimes she might actually eat more vegetables as she's preparing the meal than when we actually sit down.
Yeah, definitely.
But, like she, you know, hey.
She loves to eat raw peppers, which is really weird to me. But, you know, go with it, girl.
Sometimes she likes it. When you're cutting them up to put
it when it's a thing. Yeah. When it's a thing that we're doing together, she eats them. Which, I mean, great tip, I guess, to get your kids to eat vegetables.
Yeah. Another thing that you can do, and this, again, like, you have to be there, like, in close proximity to monitor it, because it could get messy. But just having them mix. Mac loves to mix. She'll even, if we give her an empty bowl and a wooden spoon, she will mix nothing. Like, she will mix. And she loves if we let her mix whatever we are preparing. And, yeah, it can get messy. So, like, I always make sure I'm right there. Like, especially if it's something, like, if we're mixing up, I don't know, something with flour in it, cookies or bread or whatever.
I mean, I would give it a good once over yourself and then let her do it. Yeah. Or him do it.
Well, but even then.
It can still be messy.
I mean, be prepared for a mess is what I'm trying to say. So, another super easy thing that we frequently do, and this is actually something that we do not even just when we're cooking, all the time. Young children, especially younger, like toddler especially, love to be gophers.
Yeah.
You know, if they want to help, hey, can you go open the pantry and get out some crackers that I can pack in your lunch? Hey, can you open the fridge and get out the ketchup? Hey, can you go do this? Go do that. Go, and they will love it. They will feel so important, the fact that you are giving them this task.
They might not do it.
They might not. That's all. I mean, you know, you don't necessarily want it to be something you need right away. It's like, okay, in my next step, I need some milk. Hey, could you open the fridge?
Yeah.
And I'll help you get out the milk. Those kinds of things.
Yep, we do that quite often for morning getting lunches ready while Mickey packs Mac's lunch, I should say.
And that's another thing, is just packing lunches. As Mac gets older, I'm hoping she's even more involved. She's kind of involved now. Like, we'll have her get the crackers out, and then we'll have her get out a little. We use like the reusable bags, that you can pack lunch stuff in, and you know, I'll have her. Okay, can you put some crackers in this bag? You know, and obviously we want to make sure that she's not putting in only one, or that she's not putting in, like, 15, because she definitely doesn't need 15 Ritz crackers for lunch.
She thinks she does sometimes.
But, I mean, it's still, like, that's something that she's packing her lunch right now. And as she gets older, you know, she'll be able to do more things. She can make herself a sandwich. She can pick what she wants in her lunch and, you know, portion it out or whatever. But packing lunches is another really easy way for children to get involved in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And then along with that is just picking things to eat. I mean, that could be for dinner. Like, okay, do we want broccoli or do we want peas with this? Do we want this or do we want that? The important thing is that you give choices. So you say, like, this one or that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not, do you want broccoli or not? Because you know what? Even kids who like broccoli will probably say no.
It's just the thing. Yeah. They're in the no phase. They're becoming their own person, so they're just going to say no to everything.
Yeah. So you definitely want to give a choice. But, I mean, this can extend to the grocery store. Do you want to buy this kind of cracker or this kind of cracker? You know, would you want this in your lunch or that in your lunch? There are so many things, and letting your child have a choice is so important, and they feel like they're an important part of your family.
Yeah.
So those are kind of all the things that I could think of that are kind of easy ways to include your child. And there's definitely some things that make it easier for them to help you. And the biggest one, and I will link below to an article or a post that I wrote about this, is the Learning Tower.
Yep, which I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
The Learning Tower. It's crucial to this whole thing, honestly.
It definitely is. I'll put that below, and I'll put an affiliate link to the Learning Tower. But it is, I don't know, our number one thing. Now, we live in a small townhouse. So before I bought one, I mean, we went back and forth. Like, it's big. It's a big thing.
Yeah.
But
It's the size of an island, honestly. Like, yeah, almost.
Yeah. It's kind of, instead of having an island, we got the Learning Tower. But so far, Mac has used it from the time she was before she was one. I would say she was probably like 10 months.
I mean, yeah, there's that she was picture. An early, I mean, no yeah. one's going to see it, but, you know, there's actually, it's on the blog.
Yeah, I
but,
think so, somewhere.
After, I think it's with we'll the Learning it. Tower post, where, you know, she's up there. She's like 9 months old and she's clapping at me to do things for her.
Yeah. She was an early mover, so not all 9 months olds are going to be standing in the Learning Tower, but she definitely did. But it grows with her. So the one that we have that I'm going to link has 4 different notches that you can put the platform on. So as your child gets taller, you can move the platform down. Yeah. So it's still the right height for them. And it's super sturdy. Like, believe me, if Mac has never tipped this thing over, I really don't think any kid can.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's put the effort in.
She hangs on it all the time. She loves to climb on it and use it as a jungle gym. So it's yeah. definitely got other uses.
Definitely.
And she can move it around. So even though it's sturdy, it's not heavy.
Yeah, it's
she scoots it around all over the place.
Yep, it glides really well on our linoleum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Floor. It's got like little like felt feet yeah. thing on it so that it moves really well.
I know flooring really well, just so everyone knows.
Andrew's super good at floors.
Yeah.
Give him a call.
Super good.
But no, so I do know that you can build your own. There's like plans out there to build your own learning tower. And you can definitely, there's also, like you can go to IKEA, and I don't remember what it is. You can like buy something from IKEA and like hack it into a learning tower, okay. which is fine.
Is that like on the IKEA Hacks website?
Oh, I'm sure it is. I'm actually really sure it is. And that, like, if that's your deal, that's fine. But for Andrew and I, we, first of all, we're just not that handy. I mean, I'm sure we could maybe put together a super simplistic thing, but
it probably wouldn't be that sturdy. Like, I could build something, it would probably collapse in a year.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be, have the same kind of like sturdiness. And our learning tower actually looks really nice.
It does.
Like, I picked, it's kind of like a dark, like deep dark brown. You can probably see it in the pictures in my post, but it looks nice. I mean, you can pick whatever, there's like multiple different kinds of wood, or there's like painted ones too, if you wanted like a red one, or, I mean, so you can pick one that like blends in with your house. And so it's become like a part of, I don't know, it doesn't stick out.
Yeah, it's part of our kitchen.
Yeah. So the learning tower is absolutely like our number one, to get her up to that height. And it's very safe. That was my other thing, was that she can't fall out of it.
Yeah, I mean, like, we preach about minimalism a lot on this podcast and blog as well. And, I mean, you know, it might seem more like a frivolous thing, but honestly, it has so many different uses. It's more than worth its money. And, you know, it's I don't think it's that common, honestly.
Mm-mm. I mean, we even, well, and this is something that Mac asked us to do. We put a blanket over it, and she, like, pretends it's a fort.
Yeah. Yep.
So, it's definitely got, like, tons of uses.
Yes.
So the next kind of things that I'm going to talk about are not as big as the learning tower, but definitely, useful. So one is just getting your child an apron.
Yeah.
Because like, first of all, at least our kid loves to wear aprons.
Yeah. She's pulled off, 2 out of the 3 hangers on the wall with yeah. the apron on it.
Yeah. We had 2 command hooks. I thought, oh, we had 3 of them. We had yeah. 3 command hooks. And I thought, oh, this is great. We'll have one for an apron for me, one for an apron for Andrew, and one for her apron. She pulled hers off like the same day.
Yeah.
So we hung her apron up with one of ours. She's pulled that one off. So now they all hang on the same,
yep.
the same hanger. And I'm sure that one will come down soon also.
Probably.
But just having a simple apron, first of all, it's going to keep them cleaner. And second of all, it's a nice way for a child to feel like, okay, I am working now. You know, like, I put on my apron, I'm working, I am, like, I'm doing something important.
Yeah. On the flip side, it's also kind of like, this is dress up, and I'm doing work. It's the same thing, yeah. like, I'm doing work, but this is like, it's wearing a uniform.
Yeah, yep, you put your uniform on. So, so an apron, and there's all sorts of different kinds. The apron that Mac uses is actually one that I had as a child. I think it even has it like, it says like 1988 on it or something, and it's got Miss Piggy. I don't know. It's like super vintage, but there's tons of aprons out there. And so the last piece of equipment that I want to talk about is something that we used in Montessori classrooms for food work a lot. And it's a wavy chopper, and there's a lot of different kinds, but basically I don't know if I want to say blade. I mean, a blade implies that it's sharp. But yeah. the cutting part of it is just like a wavy piece of metal.
Yeah.
And there's all different kinds of like handles that they attach to it that you can cut things with. But it's much safer for children to use than a knife.
It's rounded on the bottom, right? Am I thinking of the right thing? No. Okay. Sorry.
I'll link this below also. So look below for an affiliate link in a picture. Yeah. I tried to explain this to him before the podcast, and he's like, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Well,
he did not.
I thought it was rounded on the bottom. It's not my fault.
Okay. This one is not what I'm thinking of. I'm sure you're thinking of something valid also.
Yeah.
Anyway, we use them in our room. And here's the thing is kids can use them to cut tons of different things. Right now in my room, we have potato workout, which the kids go crazy for. And it's actually not that exciting. All they do is they take a potato, they take a wavy chopper, they chop up the pieces, and then we bake it in the oven. That's it. Like, we don't put anything on it. We don't put, like, salt and pepper on it. Nothing. It's just potato baking.
You don't, like, de-starch the potato or anything?
No. Well, they wash the potato, but...
That's not de-starching. That's different.
No, I know. But so the wavy chopper is, you know, the young children have a little bit of trouble with it, obviously. But the older children have no problems using this wavy chopper to chop potatoes. So you can use it for a ton of different things. And they make them so that, you know, it's easier for younger children to hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite as, I don't know. It's just not as small. You can get ones with, like, larger handles, I think, so that they don't have to have such fine motor skills is a thing, Andrew.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I didn't just forget how to talk. You have fine motor and you have gross motor. Do you want me to go on that tangent?
It's just a funny thing.
Yeah, okay, Andrew.
Okay. We're going to fight about this later.
Yep. But no, so... the wavy chopper is really nice for that, because then once your children are a little bit older, like past toddlers, so, you know, I want to say like probably like 3.5, 4, you could give them like, okay, we're going to be chopping peppers. Here's yours. I'm going to chop mine, you know, and you could just let them try.
Yeah.
It might go terribly just in the way that it's tiny little bits or, you know, like,
yeah,
it's just maybe not something that necessarily needs to go in the dinner, but...
It gives them
They
work.
Did something.
Yeah.
They did it, you know? And you and can they be feel happy proud for them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are three things that I recommend using when you're cooking with your child. And then I just have a few tips that I feel like help. So the first one is just have this mindset that it's fun. Because believe me, it can be super annoying.
Oh, definitely.
I had this brilliant idea. So my brother is going to Germany soon. He works in Germany as a professional water skier, which is super weird, but also super cool. Anyway, he's leaving soon. And so I had this brilliant idea that when we went to go visit him last week, I was going to bring these Jell-O things. Now, flashback 2 years ago, I don't know. I'm grocery shopping, and I always check the clearance end caps because you should.
I think I was there during this. Probably. I was like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, I mean, but this is where you find cool stuff like this. On the end cap, there were these Jell-O kits, and they came with 4 boxes of Jell-O and 2 Jell-O molds with hockey things. So it was like a net and the Stanley Cup and a puck and a goalie. And I mean, it was just like all these different things. And I was like, we need those.
Because they were like, no.
50% off. And so I bought 2. I actually gave my brother 1. But so the other one obviously has been sitting in my cupboard.
You're giving him stuff now? Like, you're giving him our stuff?
I already did, Andrew. That was a long time ago. But so I had this one sitting in my cupboard. And obviously, I just haven't made it because I'm like, what am I going to need hockey-shaped Jell-O for? But so I like had this brilliant idea because Andrew had gone. He was like out with his friends for something, and it was just me and McLean. And I was thinking.
We're out for very important tabletop RPGing, okay?
So I had this brilliant idea that we were going to make these hockey Jell-O. And now, obviously, like, I know that you have to use hot water with it, but she's a little bit older, but I'm kind of like, okay, like, I can tell that things are hot. Because she definitely understands hot. Because she'll come up and she'll be like, coffee hot?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't touch
it. She also says cold. Won't.
So, I mean, like, she gets it. And so, like, I boil the water, and I'm, of course, like, I'm trying to keep her entertained because this, like, boiling the water is, like, taking longer than I think it's going to. And I'm like, then I'm like, okay, this is hot. Like, you need to be careful. And I'm pouring the water into, like, where they have the Jell-O powder. And she, of course, is, like, trying to touch the bowl. And I'm like, stop touching the bowl. It's hot. And I'm, like, almost having a heart attack sometimes because she's, like, grabbing on the bowl. And I mean, it was just like, it just turned into this huge mess. But I just kept trying to like remind myself, like, okay, this is fun. We're having fun.
It's like the fire, that meme with the fire in the background. This is fine.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. I was just like, we're going to be having fun together. And you know what? It turned out fine. We had hockey jello. It tasted good. McLean didn't burn herself. Everything was fine. I was sometimes just like a paranoid mother because the top of the bowl was definitely not hot. And she knew that. I think she just thought I was crazy because she kept touching the top of the bowl and being like, it's not hot. Anyway, so just remember to make it fun. If you need to, like, put on some music, you can, like, sing along the music, dance. I mean, just make it fun and have that mindset.
Yeah.
Another super important thing if you're cooking with your child is to know that you need extra time. Like I said, it took us an hour to make a simple snack in the toddler room. You are not going to be able to whip up that 30-minute meal in 30 minutes. You won't. You just won't. It's going to take 45 at least.
Yeah. I mean, saying again, as the main chef of the house, I try to limit her activity. I don't want, that sounds really bad, but like I give her things to do, but at the same time I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to have you stir the stir fry. I'm going to do that. I'm going to make everything go quick, you know, but I'm going to give you things to do while we're cooking. But yeah, I mean, like, it'll still take more time than if you're just doing it yourself.
Yeah, just a lot extra time. And here's the thing, if your child is not listening, you can ask them to leave.
Yep.
Because especially if they actually are wanting to help you, you know, they won't want to leave.
Yeah, they're usually involved in it, and they're like, I'm down with waiting, I'm down with whatever you want.
Yeah, and you can just say, like, you know, if they're just doing things, you can say, you need to listen. If you're not listening, I'm going to ask you to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And it is hard. I've worked with a lot of toddlers, and there are some who, they haven't learned to wait.
Yeah.
And it's hard because, I mean, you know, inside your brain, you know that they're having a hard time waiting. At the same time, it's like, they need to learn.
Yeah.
You know, cooking, you have to wait sometimes.
Everything is not instant gratification, mm-hmm. unfortunately. And we live in an age where most things are instant gratification.
Yeah.
So you have to teach patience.
Yeah.
Which is hard, but it's something that's important.
Well, and sometimes, you know, it can be something like, okay, like when we hear the microwave go off, you know, when the microwave dings, that means that, you know, the corn or whatever that we're heating up there is done. And then we can take it out and keep going. You know, like, you can try to help them like that, but if they're just, like, messing around and they are, you know, just bored, then you know what? They can leave.
Yeah.
Because when I've cooked with Mac before, I've definitely, like, took her out of her learning tower and been like, said, go done. In the living room. You are done.
It happens.
And sometimes, you know, she'll come over in the living room and she will, like, be so upset at me because I'm the meanest mom ever. Just, like, be super mad. But, like, after she gets through that anger and those emotions, she'll come back. And if she asks to help again, you know what? I might let her help.
Yeah.
And I'll say, like, just remember that you need to listen to me.
Yep.
You know, I'll tell you what I need help with.
Pretty much.
I mean, I guess that's just how raising a toddler goes, you know? Like,
I mean, I'm sure everybody who might be listening to this probably experiences the same
thing. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You just gotta go with it. Anyway, so I hope that you got some good ideas for how a child can help you. I know it was a little bit toddler-based, but I mean, a lot of these tips also go for, like, preschool age.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, into, like, it does range. It's just, you know, obviously the older your kid is, the more hands-on they can be. Like, you can tell your you know, teenager to prepare the chicken
you can give them more like vague directions, I guess. Not vague, but you don't have to be like,
you don't have to control every aspect of it. You don't have to be super
specific about, I need you to do this, you know.
But
so hopefully you got some good ideas, and we would love if you would send us any questions or comments that you have. We'll put that link below.
Yep.
And let us know what you're thinking.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, go cook with your kids.
Have fun. Have a good one. Bye now.